The TSO under Peter Ungen with Uranus the Magician from Gustav Holst's The Planets on the new Classical FM. You are listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, tonight we're all about holiday performances. And if you're a Christmas film fan, you definitely want to mark December 7th, 8th, and 9th on your calendar. That's when the orchestra will be performing Home Alone as a film with live orchestra. The GTA's Modern Sound Collective, a choir that specializes in contemporary choral music, will be joining the orchestra for these concerts. And the artistic director of the Modern Sound Collective joins us now. Kai Leung, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You are a first-time guest, so we have a series of get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
Great.
Do you have a favorite film composer?
John Williams, funnily enough.
And do you have a particular favorite film score?
The first Harry Potter movie. The Hedwig's theme especially is just so magical.
That's for sure. So evocative. The moment you hear it, you can see it.
Absolutely.
Are you a coffee or tea person?
Coffee. Two coffees per day, at least.
Do you have a favorite holiday movie?
The Polar Express is like a family favorite. We grew up watching that movie every year when we decorated our tree. So that's a classic for the holidays.
What's your favorite area in Toronto and why?
The Junction is my new favorite. There's so many cute shops and cafes and restaurants. And we had like an infamous to us date in the Junction where it was like a huge snowstorm. And we kept poking into these cute little shops and doing our Christmas shopping and ended up soaked and just had a blast.
Sounds great. Now, you are the artistic director of the Modern Sound Collective. Tell us about this organization.
Yeah, the Modern Sound Collective, we used to be called the Mississauga Summer Chorale. It was started by a friend of mine, Victor Chang, back in 2015. He thought, there's nowhere to sing in the summer for young people. So he started his own choir. And since then, it's grown to be over six different choirs. And now we operate in Toronto, Mississauga, the surrounding areas. I took over the artistic directorship in 2020. Since then, yeah, we've just been engaging in a ton of different projects. We love supporting new composers and young conductors and young singers. Yeah.
Well, I was looking you guys up and noticed all the different choirs that you have. You have an alto soprano choir. You've got the unauditioned summer choir. And which choir is going to be performing with the TSO?
The one performing with the TSO is a new group for young adults. It's called Datsuzoku, which is a Japanese word that loosely translates to be free from the commonplace. So our mission is to offer the singers and our audiences somewhere where they can have a break from the ordinary and express themselves creatively and learn something new and really connect with other people.
Well, for the Modern Sound Collective, this is not your first time with the TSO because you guys performed back in 2022 for the Final Fantasy VII remake. Are you excited to return to Roy Thomson Hall?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Final Fantasy back in 2022 was such an amazing experience. I remember there was one song we started singing in the Final Fantasy concert, and immediately everyone in the audience was screaming because they just loved it so much, and I'm sure it hit home for them having played all the games. And yeah, we're excited to come back and hopefully get that same energy from these audiences in the Home Alone series.
I'm sure you will, Home Alone being such a strong holiday tradition. Do you remember the first time you saw that movie?
I don't remember the first time I saw the movie, but I definitely remember sort of growing up watching the movie. It's just such a classic.
What's your take on what makes it so iconic and such an enduring film?
It's iconic because it's so immediately nostalgic. Even when you're watching it for the first time, it feels so familiar. And anyone can identify with Kevin, the main character, being a kid and feeling sort of out of place, but then also like having such deep love for your family. And then even though it's kind of scary thinking about getting robbed, it's sort of impossible not to want to be Kevin and get the chance to like play pranks on robbers.
It's true. It's pretty, really creative and very inspired,
yeah.
I would say. And speaking of which, fantastic score that goes along with Home Alone. And when it comes to the choral music, is there a particular moment that stands out for you?
Yeah. My favorite moment in the whole movie is the first time the choir sings. and they're singing the Somewhere in My Memory song, which John Williams wrote for this movie. It comes about halfway through the movie. It's Kevin walking home and passing another family's house, and he can see through the windows the family just, you know, being a family around Christmas time, and there's so much love there. And I think that's the first time it hits home for Kevin that he really misses his family. So it's a really powerful moment, and it's so brought to life by the voices of the choir, which we're hearing for the first time in the soundtrack.
Well, how special it is that you're going to be part of that moment, and of course, the entire film. Kai, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us, and all the best for the very fun performances to come.
Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to it.
That was Kai Lung, Artistic Director of the Modern Sound Collective, whose Datsuzoku Choir will be singing with the TSO in their performances of Home Alone in Concert. Let's hear some of what they'll be singing now. Here's that favorite track by John Williams, Somewhere in My Memory.